Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dream.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, 3444991000. That wasn't the best recording of that. I'm going to find a better recording because that's a great song. Dan Hicks and his Hot Legs. Hey, ghouls. TMZ is the ghoulish website in the world, isn't it? I don't even know who Demi Lovato is. She's a pop singer, right?
And
yeah. She's potentially had a heroin overdose. First of all, how the hell do I know about it? How do I know something that's quite private? Because the police told some crappy, ghoulish showbiz website, and now all the...
Or they were using scanners.
God's sakes, man. Poor woman is obviously struggling. Why? To hear of a young woman, a young person in particular, who has almost killed themselves with what is, one of the most tempting and, apparently the most delicious drugs of all time, but is also one of the most horrendous in what it does and how it makes you feel and how it changes your personality. I get no pleasure from hearing that. And all the showbiz go, oh, Demi Lovato's had a drug overdose. Heroin. Well, if you're getting pleasure out of that, maybe you need to reconsider your careers because... it's none of our business, and it's really, really sad. It's really sad. Awful.
That poor girl.
That poor, poor girl. So if you're running around, TMZ, Jesus, man, what a scummy website. And anybody who's rubbing their hands going, oh, we got a great story now, guys. We got a great, Demi Lovato. Yeah, she took a heroin overdose. Fingers crossed, she might die. That's what some people are thinking.
It's like Britney all over again, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Just, do you know what? Leave her. So all this, yesterday, Ant is seen out with his new girlfriend and he's got the Alcoholics Anonymous logo tattooed on his wrist. So what? So what has that got to do with me? How is printing that going to help him get his life back on track? How is that going to help? All right, I can understand, actually, that maybe someone at home who's struggling with booze could see that and go, okay.
Well, not in the snidey tone it's delivered.
No, exactly.
What it does is it puts shame on something that feeds off shame.
I don't know, Anne. I met him, a handful of times on the show. You need to meet them offset. But I know more about his alcohol problem than I should. I never even really heard of Demi Lovato. I think I've seen a poster for her on the A4 as I drive into work. I think there's a poster for her advertising YouTube or something. It's pretty much all I know. I couldn't pick her out in a lineup. But now I know that she's probably had a heroin overdose and has been rushed. Why should I know that? I shouldn't know that. This stuff is private, man. For God's sakes, that's a soul crying out for help, not for, private information to be broadcast around the world. That's why I'm reluctant. I know that was my stomach. I know a lot of you have got something, I don't want to say solace, but have got something from me talking about my relationship with drugs. And some of you have identified with it, and some of you have laughed at it, and that's cool if that's what you want. And some of you, you know, maybe two or three of you have considered perhaps your relationship with drugs after hearing with mine. My relationship with drugs over the past 6 months has taken a really interesting turn, but I'm reluctant to share it because it'll get in the Mirror online, or it'll get in the Sun, or it'll get somewhere, you know. So I could come on and talk about relapses, I could talk about recovery, I could talk about the rooms, I could talk about all of these things, but then it becomes tragic. Tragic comic Ian Lee, former I'm a Celebrity contestant, reveals his dark drugs shame as he sinks into relapse. I've got no shame about my drugs use. I've got shame about how I treated people. I've got no shame about it. It's not shame. If I wallow in the shame, I'm screwed, man. But I can't come and share this stuff that might be helpful to one other person, because it becomes a story online, and then members of my family get embarrassed. But, you know, all of this stuff. So screw you, papers.
It gets turned into entertainment.
Yes.
And then if you don't play ball and you don't keep talking about it as often as they want you to talk about it, it's like you're being weird.
Here's what every showbiz reporter wants, apart from me when I'm on Good Morning Britain, is they want a picture. They want a picture of Demi Lovato, you know, slumped up against the wall. They want a picture of me scoring some coke. They want a picture of Gazza coming out the off licence. That's what they want. They want at McPartland getting in that car pissed again. That's what they want.
Then they can do faux concern and outrage.
Yes.
And you're entertaining them.
You're right. It's entertainment. People's mental health. And addiction is a mental health issue, guys. And addiction is a disease. It's like it's the same thing. And this will annoy people. Well, if it annoys you, good. You're an idiot and you don't deserve to listen to this show. It's like following someone around who's having chemo, right? Going, hey, look at this. Hey, the actors, look how thin they are because they got cancer.
Well, they do that.
Yeah, they do. They do that. You're right. They do that. You know, it's the same thing. It's a disease, man. It's a disease. No one chooses to be an addict. Oh, yeah, they choose to take drugs. Yeah, you choose to put that first drug in your system. Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But then no one chooses. When addicts put a chemical in their body, that's it, man. That's game over. That changes everything. So no one makes that choice to be an addict or to be an alcoholic or to be a sex addict or to be, you know, a compulsive eater. No one is at home as a 14-year-old going, man, when I grow up, I really want to stuff my face full of food, but lie about how much I eat and then make myself throw up. That's no one's ambition. That's a disease, man. That's a disease. So, you ghoulish showbiz reporters, you've got a little boner because some pop star is, because some human being has overdosed on, you know, a very, very naughty drug. Well, screw you guys. Screw you. Why don't you publish online, all you showbiz reporters, your Pornhub choices? Why don't you publish online all of the dirty little dark secrets that you've got, all of your kinks and your fetishes, and the number of times you took coke in a toilet at a club? And why don't you publish that online? Why don't you expose yourselves to the same scrutiny and the same ridiculous rules that you think that everyone else should live by? God's sake, that's what they should do. Publish your Pornhub search history online. That was a line from Limmy once, you know, that You can judge every man by their Pornhub search history. And it's right, you know. Publish that online. Then we'll start talking about it. Let's go to Sean. Good evening, Sean.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, female pal.
There we go, female pal.
I thought you said senile for a minute, but you've pulled it back. That's fine.
Oh, mate. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll kick off with my usual Paul McCartney topic.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see his Instagram earlier? He recreated the Abbey Road walk.
I've seen the picture in the papers, yes. But why is he wearing sandals? He should have done it barefoot.
He should have done. He should have been consistent with the previous picture.
Yeah, he should have done, man. Yeah, it's good. It's nice seeing all this Paul McCartney activity. I wish I had a ticket for the shows, but there you go.
Oh, it was absolute. Well, I didn't get any tickets last week. I don't know if you had the same problem as most people did, but I went on to the website and all the tickets were pretty much sold out as soon as it went, you know, at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, the problem I had was I forgot. And so I looked at the evening and they were all gone. And it's like, and then I go to the hookie websites that I sometimes frequent. And man, I can't pay £500 for a ticket to the O2 Arena right at the back. So, I've seen him a few times. So I'm, you know, I'll make room for others this time.
Fair enough. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, I'm a good guy.
So, this was something you brought up, I think, a week or two ago, yes. And I had a little think about it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I've come to a conclusion, so this might be a little bit wishy-washy, but okay. I'll try and be concise.
Hey, all of our arguments on this show are wishy-washy if you poke them too much, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's very true. So it was about, you're talking about being patriotic.
Yeah.
And a lot of people calling to various stations and having a sort of patriotism sort of element.
Yeah.
And so I tend to agree with you in the sense that, you know, we are on this planet and there are pieces of land. And it, over centuries, you know, these ideological leaders have set out countries based on what they think, you know, how this piece of land should be run. And it is kind of, you know, ideally, it would just be one piece of land on Earth, everybody gets on, and that would be great. But obviously, that's not the case.
Yeah.
So I kind of agree with you, that would be the ideal scenario.
Okay.
But then I'm sort of a very passionate football fan as well.
Yes.
And I support England. So in that regard, I guess I'm sort of hypocritical in that sense. I'm supporting a nation instead of thinking of what I was saying before.
Well, no, hey, listen. I guess supporting a nation is like supporting any football team. If that brings you pleasure, then, you know, that's fine. It's like people who live in London support Manchester United and stuff like that. But by the same reckoning, you could also, you know, you could support France or you could support Brazil, you know, with the same passion.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And I guess it comes under, I suppose another word you can kind of relate to this is tribal, you know, especially with, you know, this Brexit scenario where we're all having to go through, unfortunately. It's, you know, tribalism is kind of, you know, it's the word of the day. And I guess that's kind of an element too, really. But I just thought it was an interesting thing you brought up.
No, really. I just, for those who missed it, I don't get patriotism. I don't get it. It's, you know, luck that I was born in a country that's kind of all right compared to a lot of other countries, not as good as a few other. Why don't you go and live in them? Because my kids are here and my job is here, you absolute idiots. Because it's going to be difficult for me to move to Canada. I'd love to live in Canada or Japan. I really would. I bet they'd be great countries to live in. But I can't because my kids live here and my career is here. So that's kind of the way it is. Maybe later in my life we'll see. But I don't get patriotism. I'm not, you know, I don't consider myself English or British or European. I consider myself, and I know it sounds hippie-ish, I'm a human being, man. I'm a human being. That to me is it. And most people who I see, he said, giving himself a little caveat, most people who I see being patriotic just seem like the real kind of people I wouldn't want to hang out with. Don't necessarily mean racist. Don't necessarily mean thugs, but the people on Twitter with the flag of St. George, generally they're arseholes, you know, people that, you know, patriots, Jacob Rees-Mogg and Nigel Farage, patriots. God, I don't want to be associated with those people. And if I'm completely honest, I don't really like this country. I don't like it. I don't like a lot of its attitudes. I don't like a lot of the people that are here. I don't like the politics. I don't like the television. I don't like a lot of the, I don't like it. And that's okay for me to say that. That's my freedom of speech, man. I'm just exercising my freedom of speech. Also, and someone say, yeah, well, if you lived in Syria, you wouldn't be allowed to say that. I get it. This country's better than some and worse than others. I get it, but I don't really like it. And I just don't like the tone. Or here it is. If I kept speaking, I get it. And I'm going to say something that's really vague, but I just don't like the vibe of this country at the moment. Do you know what I mean, Kath?
It's defensive.
Yeah. Don't like the vibe of this country. You switch on the radio and it's obnoxious and angry, you know. You walk down the street and there's anger. Not always. There's some lovely moments. Hyde Park was lovely. The Paul Simon thing was lovely. It was a nice vibe there. But, Sean, it's the vibe of the country that I can't stomach anymore.
Yeah, it is. And the things you said there, the two words that came to my head and I thought of, you know, there's England flags and the Rees-Mogg thing. The two words that came to my mind was like, it's quite overbearing.
Yeah.
You see a lot of those flags and those profiles come up on Twitter. And I just found some of it quite archaic.
Well, I saw a really good quote and I can't remember it. Can't remember the quote. I can't remember who it was by. So this is going to give no one any solace at all. But it was basically poking fun at people. It's an old quote by a famous person. That narrows it down for you. But it's basically poking fun at people who invest so much in the flag. We can't fly the flag anymore because people think it's... No, people don't think it's racist. No, but why would you want to fly the flag of St George. Why? What does that do for you?
I heard a lot of those discussions on LBC and a bit on this station too about you can't fly the flag anymore ahead of the World Cup. And I was thinking, how many of those presenters talking would have a flag of St George sticking out the top of their car? Not one. So you can fly the flag. You don't want to, as much as other people don't see the point in it either.
Yeah, you can fly. This whole thing, yeah, okay, there was a brief period, kind of the 70s and 80s, when the flag was taken over by the NF and by the BNP in the 90s a little bit. But you could still fly the flag. It's not our fault. It's not my fault that it had racist connotation for some people. This whole thing about you can't talk about immigration or you can't fly a flag. Yeah. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can talk about it. Just, you know, if you say stuff that's racist, you'll be called a racist. Of course you can fly the flag, but why would you want to, really? Why do you want to display the flag from your bathroom window or from your car or in your front garden?
Because right, this is the thing as well. We're in England. I'm secure in that. I don't need to... Who am I showing it to?
They're allowed to fly the flag of ISIS. No, they're not.
The reason they do it in America is because they're a particularly young country and they're still trying to grab that identity. Yeah. I'm pretty secure in the fact that I live in England and I don't feel like I need to demonstrate it to anyone else.
Hey, nice one, Sean. Thank you, mate. We appreciate those intelligent listeners who cogitate and think about stuff and then give us a call. So thank you, man.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you in Manchester on Saturday as well.
Cheers, my dears. Ta-ta. Mark, stay there. We'll come to you next, I promise. 03444991000, the late night alternative. Weeknights from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 03444991000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
No, Catherine, I'm saying your mum's a looker now, not in her days. You just said she was in her day.
She's
a beautiful looking woman now. And does she...
No.
Have a phone number?
Yes.
A mobile?
She don't use it.
Okay.
And she only texts in capitals.
Oh, fine. She's an angry, passionate woman.
can't find caps lock.
How are things between her and your dad?
Sickeningly good. Okay. So move on.
All right.
I don't want a new dad, and it's certainly not going to be you.
Try it.
No, thanks.
Ask me for some pocket money.
No.
Say, Dad, can I have some pocket money?
No,
please?
God, no.
Say it.
No.
Try it. Try it. Try it out for size.
No, this is all
just
wrong.
Just use these words. Walk around in these words. Stretch them. See how it feels.
I'm 40. I don't ask for pocket money anymore.
Okay. Just ask your dad. And it's great that you can call me that.
You're not my dad. You're not even my real dad.
Wow. That cuts. But
that's the sort of stepkid I'm going to be.
I'm not.
You're not even my real dad.
I'm not. Well, there's being a dad because I impregnated your mum, and there's been a there's
even
been
saying it.
There's been a dad because I'm making love to your mum on a regular. basis now in the bedroom next door. And that's what's going on, Catherine. And you just need
to... Disgusting!
You just need to accept it.
Ugh.
I'm staying with your mum.
Oh, God.
Through thick and thin. She's a passionate woman with needs.
Oh, God.
And I'm happy to fulfil those
Stop
needs.
It. Stop it. Because this is...
Working for me. Yesterday marked the 7th anniversary of the death of Amy Winehouse. The singer joined the fabled group of celebrities who died at age 27. So this is the 27 Club, right? And it's famous rock stars that died. But I wonder if there are as many famous rock stars that died at 29 or 33. Mm. 27 seems a bit too easy. So we got one of the lousiest, overrated guitar player. I'm going to describe someone and you've got to guess who they are from my description. The lousiest, overrated guitar player of all time.
Hendrix?
There we go, 27.
I don't agree with that, by the way, but I know that's how you feel.
He found fame in London when he moved to London from America. He died in London. Okay. One of the crappiest, most pretentious...
Jim Morrison.
There we go!
I know you too well.
Jim Morrison was the lead singer of The Doors, who shot to fame in 1967 with Light My Fire. With fame came pressure, and with pressure came alcoholism. In 1971, he was found dead in Paris.
In a bath.
Although mystery still surrounds the exact... No, it wasn't. He died of a heroin overdose in a bath. Next. Here's another one. Tiny little weasel of a man. Ratty. Very ratty little man.
James Dean.
No. Pop singer. Murdered? Don't know. Hit. Tiny little ratty man. Overrated. Shouts. Lousy. Wore cardigans. Awful, crappy little band that have spawned... The drummer from that crappy little band is now the singer in one of the crappiest bands in the world.
You're Kurt Cobain.
Here we go. Exactly.
I think that's quite a cruel description of someone who's obviously complicated.
Murdered by...
Possibly. Murdered by his lifestyle.
Murdered by Bill Cosby. Okay. Terrible musician, overrated, was the founding member of one of the crappiest, lousiest, most overrated, bloated
rock
bands.
Where were you on the day these people died? Because you seem to have a grudge against all of them.
Really,
the music stopped, have you noticed?
The founding member...
there we go.
The founding member of one of the most rubbish bands of all time. Their lead singer
In excess.
Their lead singer...
Michael Hutchins.
...is a sexual deviant.
Oh.
The lead singer is still alive, and he's a sexual deviant. And he has got kids scattered all over the world. The singer puts his seed, waters his seed with the love moisture of women of much, much younger ages than he.
Oh. So is it an ex Rolling Stone?
Yeah. He's certainly an ex as he's dead. Right. Died in a swimming pool. Was he murdered?
Thingy. Your fella.
Brian Jones.
Brian.
Okay, here's another one.
Big Brian.
Woman, drunk, sings like a man.
Oh, Janis Joplin. Oh, Lord! That one.
Yeah.
Won't you buy me?
And that's it. And then they list some people that I've never heard of. Who's Mia Zapata?
Don't know.
0344. Our phone calls have dried up! You scumbags.
You're terrifying them with your...
You goddamn scumbags. I had to come down there and pick that phone up and shove it right up your
there
ass.
There you go. That's why.
I'm going to get... If you don't phone me up now, I'm going to take calls straight to SN. Don't you touch that switchboard.
We should do ASMR on them.
I'm going to get that phone. I'm doing it. I'm going to get that phone and shove it down your throat.
No.
The phone's going to go down your throat, whether you like it or not. And I'm going to push your cell phone down. It's going to come out of your ass or your pee-pee hole.
Doing the De Niro face.
Let's do some ASMR.
Okay.
I'm licking your ear.
No, it doesn't have to be sexy like that.
Licking ears isn't sexy.
Well,
not with the crap that comes out of mine at the moment.
Could you not be a pervert just for 5 minutes? Okay. Because we've already spoken about your penis and you've threatened people shoving things up their jacksies.
Well, what else is ASMR if it's not sexually based?
Well.
Oh, that's horrible.
Please stop doing that because it makes me. Stop it.
I'm just making. These aren't even sexy. These aren't even sexy.
You're doing it too frenzied. Oh, he's rubbing lotion into his arm. I'm just gonna unzip.
I'm gonna sniff. Scratched my genitals. I don't think you're taking this seriously.
Stop! Don't break the mood.
I'm not taking it seriously.
I'm going to slap my cheeks.
I'm going to play my teeth. That's poor us. Suddenly I feel a bit stupid.
Let's get him to come in and do one.
This is the... Oh, Paul, this is...
This is the future.
This is the thing. You've heard these ASMR...
Shh, whisper.
Best 5 minutes of radio I've ever had. Have you heard these ASMR
videos? No, I have not. I don't want to hear any more about you, you dirty pair.
This is what... This is... Honestly, they get millions of hits. And it's just people... It's just people talking. You honestly, YouTube tomorrow.
No!
ASMR, it's not sexual.
I put all that behind me.
They just talk like this.
No more of that old nonsense.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello?
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock, hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.